America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for tuning in. Boy, do we have a lot of things that we're going to jump to in this hour, including the latest polls in the presidential race. You know, that window is shrinking. We're a week away from Tampa, Florida, and the Republican convention, and then after that, the Democratic convention. It's about fundraising. It's about ads. It's about the other races as well. Everybody forgets about the legislative branch, but remember all the House seats are up and some key Senate seats are up as well, including one in Missouri that the Democrats might hang on to but could have lost thanks to a six-term congressman, Todd Akin, who has really tipped the scales at this point with some comments he made about legitimate rape, is what he said, and pregnancy, even though he came back and tried to clarify what he said on a local show in St. Louis. It's hard to take that back and reel it in. He's got the Democrats pounding him naturally because it makes sense. It's raw meat. And for the Republicans, they're doing the same thing. Pretty much, he's got a few people that are hanging around on the boat with them, but it's not looking good. And this was a key Senate seat that might have changed the balance in the Senate. Karl Rove, the kingmaker with the super PAC, one of the super PACs anyway, is pulling $5 million, or what's left of it, out of putting ads out for Akin in Missouri, feeling, oh, this thing is blown. There's absolutely no way. So lots of criticism on Akin's remarks on rape that could push him out of the running. It's an interesting fair or foul. Also, the latest on Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy, and the big push to try to free him somehow. There was a website that the Brits took down that popped up that a lot of people were hitting. And, of course, Assange is seeking asylum in Ecuador. They granted him that, but he's got a problem. He's got to get from the embassy to Ecuador. So how does he get out of there without stepping foot outside of the gates and getting picked up immediately so that he could be extradited? And, of course, the U.S. lining up, wanting to get their hands on Assange. Let me give out the digits in the beginning because you can throw in your 2 cents at any point. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to let you hear what Obama has to say about Medicare and Romney talking about jobs. Katie is listening to us in, I think, Dallas. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hey. First time listener to your show tonight.
Well, thanks for calling.
I'm up a little too late.
That's all right.
Hey, so we have an exciting night coming up here Tuesday night. Down in San Antonio, they're running a pilot program in the Northside Independent School District, and they're putting RFID microchips in all the student IDs. And the big problem is they're going to have reader devices all throughout the school, so IDs for voting, that's great, but IDs for tracking students in school, even into the bathroom, not good.
Oh, I agree with you there. Oh, that's so big brotherish. I don't like it. Different thing when you're talking about voting, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, tonight down there in San Antonio with the they're having a public board budget meeting, rather, and you know, really when it comes down to the tracking of the students, it really is about the dollars. It's not about student safety. It's not about student education. It's really bottom line money for the district through busing the special ed students.
Wow.
Big disappointment when the cold hard facts come out. But we're just really hoping that people will be showing up tonight just to voice their support for privacy, for freedom, and for students being treated with dignity and respect instead of, you know, like animals, you know, like cattle being tracked with microchips.
Boy, I hope a lot of people do show up and, as you say, stick up for freedom, because that's, I liked your analogy. That's exactly what I thought. The picture in my head is cattle prods. That's awful. Yeah.
I know. And, you know, one of the great things is with the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, Judith McGarry, she's down there in the San Antonio area, she has signed on as a supporter of what we're doing, along with EFF and EPIC, and it's really snowballing for good. And we're pretty stoked, so we're hoping we're going to have a lot of people out there tonight. And then on the 27th, we're actually going to be showing up on the first day of school, ready to not only let the parents know what's going on with the students, because it's in a predominantly Spanish-speaking district, of course, but really letting these high school and middle school students know what's really going on and how they're being used for purposes they may not understand yet. And, and so we want to get out there. But if anybody's interested, they are more than welcome to send me an email. I'm at sanantonio@spychips.com.
Spy chips, yeah. I the whole spy chip thing to me is just absolutely nauseating. Katie, thanks for the call. And specifically, she's talking about San Antonio, but we know that this is something that's been discussed and is trying to, they're trying to implement it in other areas too. You know, it's like the, in a different way, because certainly now with black boxes and cars that they're talking about, that's, I think, incredibly invasive. But when you're talking about students and having actually something attached that follows them around, and even to the bathroom, as she put it, is outrageous. I mean, absolutely outrageous. Now, that's part of the thing that millennials and people coming up, and we talk about jobs, we talk about the economy, we talk about the deficit and where that's going to be at. The other thing is freedoms. We live in a great country where, you know, we can disagree on all kinds of things, but we have the ultimate drink, which is freedom. We get every day to make our own choices. We don't live in China where rhetoric is being pumped out behind our heads when we're sitting in the living room, which is part of the deal there. And other places, places where I've been and seen for myself what it's like to go through that election process, even in Mexico with the stuffing of ballot boxes between the PRI and the Panista party. This is why we're so diligent about the whole voting thing here on this show. I always say you can't gripe if you don't at least go and vote. And it takes 25 calls to rattle the cages of a congressperson or a senator, and then they'll actually look at whatever it is that's annoying you, that's vital. This would be a great example of that, the whole spy chip thing. If people get on those telephone trees and they start to rattle the cages, then trust me, things will change. Things will flip around. That's how there's power in numbers. The necessity of change and making people aware of what's really happening. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear the latest from Obama and Romney. We're going to mix up a few other things in between as well. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
J. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.1620. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.5668, $8.2834 for a half ounce, and $4.1417 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.5668, $8.2834, and $4.1417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like that fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick?
Yeah, kick in the head. The RNC chair wants to kick Aiken to the curb, not in the head, to step aside and not to even come to the convention. How about that? Don't even show up at the convention because we don't want the distraction. You're going to mess with us. Please don't do it. Stay away, Todd Aiken. So this guy went from, wow, you're a contender, buddy, to we don't want to know you. Please do not show up. Please don't do that. Because if you do, they know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to go up to him for comments because it's only a week away. So the Republican National Committee Chair, Rentz Priebus, who was on one of the CNN shows, stepped in front of the statements by Aiken, and he called for him to step aside and let someone else run for the office. He said that he prefers that Aiken do the right thing for the party and candidates and not come to the RNC convention in Tampa, making it pretty clear, wow, we really don't want you to come here. We do not want you here. He knows it's poker red hot. And if he does, there'll be a lot of problems with a lot of people, at least in the very beginning of that convention. All right, no problem with Obama and Romney. I mean, they're the two that are running. Obama, the incumbent, to get another 4 years. He talks about Medicare being stronger and seniors, their role in what's happening in the future, and the scare tactics of the Republicans. Romney, on the other hand, is focusing on jobs, jobs, jobs. Where are those jobs?
It made sure that seniors are able to get deeper discounts on their prescription drugs, and billions of dollars are already being saved by millions of seniors. The Affordable Care Act strengthened Medicare. It extended the trust fund for 8 years.
The people of New Hampshire are smart enough to see a smokescreen when they see it. They can look through it and they see they have somebody who's running for president who knows something about creating jobs.
Yep, there is no doubt that the biggest worry, the biggest concern, no matter really what the age group seems to be, is economics. And whether it's job, full-time employment, surviving and thriving with the opportunity to thrive, not just having some part-time jobs strung together, because that's what's going on with a lot of people. They're stringing the jobs together to try to make ends meet, especially if they have a family. It's one thing if you're single, and it's another thing if you have a lot of mouths to feed and you do what you have to do. So that's what's happening in the U.S. People are doing what they have to do, but to the sadly, sometimes to the detriment of their family, because they have to be flat out exhausted. How do you work around the clock and get 4 hours sleep or 5 hours sleep day in and day out and have maybe one day off a week? How do you do that and feel pumped up and excited and involved in your kids' games and their life and everything else? How much do you have left, period, for anybody? And the answer most likely is not very much. Not very much. All right, I'm not going to get on my soapbox and go in that direction. Instead, I wanted to fill in the blanks with a couple of other things that I think are of huge interest. One, Augusta admitting now women on its terms, very, very big. We talk about the presidential issues and what they are. What have the issues been at Augusta? Well, for 80 years, men only. No women, no ladies' locker room, no women's golf tees, none of that. Women have come to the club with their husbands. Women have walked the course. But other than that, it's been all men. So they had admitted two women. How about that? Two female members. And they don't necessarily know because they get an invitation, Condi Rice and Darla Moore. So how does this happen? This window opens up. Certainly members at Augusta are all wealthy, but it's not just about money. They say for the longest time, people have been writing about this, that they wanted to keep it where no women were there. Martha Burke bucked Augusta National to admit a woman in 2002. She had no shot. They weren't succumbing to any pressure. They didn't care if they lost sponsors. They weren't concerned enough about it. So fast forward to today, and it's pretty amazing that out of the blue, although they were being considered years before, that out of the blue, both of these women were chosen. I mean, huge. So how many more women will leapfrog and get in there with just two at this point? Will we see that many more in the future are admitted? Because, you know, that's one of those things where the membership goes through the people who are actually the members there. So they have to make the decision on who's in and who's out. Certainly it raised a lot of eyebrows in a lot of different directions, not all negative and not all positive by any stretch of the imagination. I think there's going to be some serious transitioning that has to happen, and the club itself will have to do a little bit of a facelift. Certainly when it comes to the locker room situation, they'll have to have a woman's locker room now, and that to me means they'll probably add more women if that's what they're going to do. All right, it is always about money in the end, isn't it? Whether you have enough money and enough cred attached to your name to be a glass ceiling breaker when it comes to Augusta National, or whether or not you are trying to bury money that is linked to Hezbollah. I've got to give you the payoff here. I saw this headline earlier in the day. The feds are saying that they had seized this big bucks as part of a crackdown on money laundering that was linked to a Lebanese group, Hezbollah. The seizure came following a complaint filed in December of last year alleging that the now no longer in existence Lebanese Canadian bank laundered money for Hezbollah groups around the world, just, you know, all over the place. So Hezbollah is designated by our State Department as a terrorist organization. And they're saying that between 2007 and 2011, the Lebanese Canadian Bank and others routed at least $329 million in money from drug sales and other criminal activity into the U.S., where the money used the money for cars that were later sold in West Africa. The money was then funneled back to Lebanon through Hezbollah-controlled channels, according to the DEA. Ooh, boy, isn't that awful to hear. Of course they have ways to get around it. I mean, money is the lifeblood of any terrorist organization, or certainly any kind of a drug company, drug-running company, if they're moving meth or whatever it is they're moving. And the banks launder the money for the groups and the narco traffickers and the terrorists and all of that. Frightening. Glad that they caught him. That's a huge amount of money. Oh, that's the mother load when you come up with that amount of money. They had to be more than happy to show off their wares. $150 million. My, oh, my. What do I say about legalized gambling? Hey, any thoughts on the show? You know, you can always ship them to me at America Tonight, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up, a couple of things, including a conversation at the tail end of the hour with Greg Stebbins over things that we don't usually talk about, but you won't believe how many germs you'll prevent yourself from picking up, and probably in the end, how much money you'll save.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And check your snail mail. But before we do that, just to re-rack, the big news has to be on the six-term congressman out of Missouri, Todd Akin, who has no chance of beating Senator Claire McCaskill, the Democrat now, even though he was killing her in so many of the polls, almost double digits. Then he decides to say rape, you know, legitimate rape, and talk about pregnancies connected to those rapes in relations to in relationship to abortion. And the uproar over this rape remark has been incredible, no doubt about it. As somebody said here on chat to us at America Tonight, I'm a guy, you know, I hear how women are upset, but the fact is that many men are also upset over the statement. That's from Don, who, you know, legitimate rape, what's that? That's the thing that caught most people's attention, and very tough to turn around that remark. Romney was like, hey, no way, just get out of this thing. So the Missouri Republican Senate candidate is resisting all the pleas to step away from the race over those comments on rape, despite the massive pressure from almost everyone, but especially, he's not going to care about the Democrats, but especially from Republican leaders who cut off his funding and want him cut out like a bad cancer. They don't want him to be part of this deal anymore. They're concerned that it might hurt Republicans' chances of winning the Senate majority. So here he was, six-term Republican congressman, and he was looking pretty good until he made those comments to a St. Louis Fox affiliate television station that a woman's body can typically prevent pregnancy during what he called a legitimate rape. and he argued against allowing abortions in cases of rape, claiming such pregnancies are uncommon in the first place, that it's so rare because the woman's body has a way to shut down the whole thing. Yeah, you know, so we could go off on this for a very long time because it's just easy. It's what I call low-hanging fruit. And unfortunately, Aiken gave this gift to the Democrats and everybody, from Mitch McConnell saying it's totally inexcusable, the Senate Republican leader. I mean, there's just no way. What he said was flat-out wrong, in addition to being wildly offensive to any victim of sexual abuse. It's such a no-no. Even in prison, the most hardened scumbag prisoners go after rapist dudes. It's a known thing. So what he was saying, whether he got caught up in what he was trying to say, which I do believe that. I do believe that he was confused and got into the middle of it, and then it was one of those moments. It was like Bidenism times 100. But this is one you can't come back from. There are just some things you cannot come back from. Once they're out there, that's it. That's it. So I don't think the Republicans want this to be any fodder anymore. They want him to go away in a very big way. Very big way, just to get him out of the race. So do you think he should step aside? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or no, stand there and weather the pressure. Because if he, in fact, did misspeak, got things confused as a father of two, forget about it. Just try to weather it out and knock off McCaskill. I don't think he has that many options on the table, and they definitely don't want him to do that, although he says he's going to do it. Rick in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
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 I don't know why everybody's shocked by what he said. But you got to realize, you know, people in Missouri, they're still learning how to put on shoes.
Oh, you did not say that. We have a lot of listeners from Missouri who are really smart people. They're not learning how to put on shoes, Rick.
Well, it's just a Republican war on women, you know. Another thing. Are you going to the Republican convention?
Yes, I'm going to the Republican convention next week.
See, Herman Cain asking how Junior's doing.
Herman Cain, we may get a chance to talk to Herman Cain. He's going to be all over the place. So, yes.
How Junior's doing. Herman Junior, don't you?
Yes. One of the many myriad of women who came out of the woodwork to talk about their relationship with him, yes.
That's Michelle Bachman, if I can have her buzz. And I want to see Mitt Romney's tax return.
Yeah, the tax return thing, I think that's long in the tooth for a lot of people. I think that is going to go by the wayside, and all the focus is going to be on a couple of different things, but mostly related to jobs because of the horrendous situation too many people find themselves in. And I think that, if anything, Rick, that tax thing is getting deflected. And if I'm a Democratic strategist, which they're using this, I would run to the bank with these Aiken comments and some other things. And I think it'll be interesting. I mean, this makes for interesting politics. No doubt it's never a dull moment in the United States, is it?
No. But I see why the Republicans are pro-Israel, too. They like to go there skinny dipping with the ladies of the night.
You are just not letting up. I'm telling you, have you ever voted? You voted for a Republican.
In the news.
I know it's in the news, but have you voted for a Republican before, haven't you?
No. Yeah, I think I did. I might have voted for Pick.
You told me you would vote for a Republican if you liked what they said, meaning locally.
Oh, local? Yeah, local.
Yeah. Yeah, local can be different than national, too, by the way. And, you know, the choices, of course, when you're talking about state representatives, also vary from place to place. All right, Rick's daily dose of who are you going to meet? Who are you going to meet at the convention, and what are you going to say to them? Thanks, Rick, for the advice. I don't think it's going to work, though. What happened to Sarah Palin? He didn't put Sarah Palin in there because he knows that she's not going to go to the convention, I guess. The convention is going to be huge. 15,000 media credentials in all. Because in this case, last time around, both sides, who knew who it was going to be until you got to the convention. But this time around, it's Obama, the incumbent, and whoever the Republican stars are that emerge from that convention will be interesting. Of course, Romney is the guy who's the nominee. But now they're talking about what are the things that could actually wreak havoc at the Republican convention. And it's not any kind of comments necessarily from somebody else wearing a Republican tag. It's from the weather, actually. The chances of a hurricane are apparently pretty good, looking at some tropical storms. And will this end up being the thing that everybody's talking about? The NOAA's global forecast system is tracking a system over the Florida Peninsula now that's close to Tampa when the convention is ramping up. And, you know, the forecast, the path, the tropical intensity, they don't know at this point because you got to go do 5 to 7 days. So the odds are long right now, but it's just out there floating around. There's a possibility of Hurricane Isaac during the convention. Oh, can you imagine? It's funny because I have one of those yellow slickers. It's like it's a nice one. It's lined. You know what I'm talking about. I look like I'm on Deadliest Catch kind of thing. And I thought about packing it. Just today I was saying that I'm thinking about packing this Deadliest Catch type of gear in case we get one of those weird storms. And then I read the story about that. Ooh. So the storm really is over Aiken. And I'm just going to give you the Cliff Notes version of some of what people had to say over Aiken in the mail. We had Jake, Susan, Rambo. I love Rambo. Rambo and Tank. Nicknames are great. I'm all about nicknames. All four were in agreement, using different terms, but saying that Aiken needed to go for the sake of the Republicans, and there was no way Claire McCaskill would go down to this guy, that even Republicans didn't want him around, and Republicans in the state of Missouri don't want to vote for him any longer. So he needs to be gone. And as I said, that was the common sentiment. I also got this from Timothy, who said, "Hey, I got two things for you, Ms. Delaney. One, bravo on your pick of Apple. I've heard you talking to Saul Album and mentioning the fact that you thought Apple was definitely one of those stocks to keep watching, and it's on the rise. I don't know if you saw the news or not, but their stock is off and flying, setting huge records, soaring to $623 billion at the close of the market in my last check. Speaking of being checked, I think Congressman Aiken needs to check himself out of the race for Senate in Missouri, or he'll cost the GOP dearly with a chance to actually take back the numbers in the Senate. He tips the scales against the elephants." Stay with us.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We always have fun when we have Greg Stevin on the show, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine. And if you pick up their latest issue, you're going to love it. It's called You're Doing It Wrong. I'm just going to put a spoiler alert on this. We're going to be talking about toilets, showers, washing hands, and a few other things. Okay. See, we will talk about anything here on America Tonight. Hey, Greg Stevin, how are you?
Hey, this is legitimate health stuff, okay? We're going to talk about how we all sit on the toilet wrong. This is legitimate health stuff. We are Men's Health Magazine.
I know. Anything that keeps germs off of me, I'm all for it, absolutely. And for any of the guys in my life, absolutely. I'm always all over my 11-year-old nephew. Trust me. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Okay, so the obvious one is the one that I had no idea about. What's the wrong way to sit on the toilet?
The problem is that this is the law of unintended consequences. Most toilets today are created at what's called comfort height. So your knees, it's a more comfortable way to sit. Unfortunately, we were not designed to do our business on a toilet at that angle. It actually puts a crook on your inside stuff. I'll leave it at that. And so it makes it harder for your body to do what you're there to do when you're sitting on that chair. So It actually turns out that it's a more natural position. Let's just say with your bottom below your knee. Now you're out. What we can do, and some people that are listening right now are already identifying with the problem. And if you want to give your body a break and do things a more natural, easy way for your body, just get a 4-inch footstool, keep it in the bathroom. Time for you to sit on that special little chair. Put your feet on the footstool. And you'll essentially be lifting your legs up so your bottom is now below your knees again. Who knew, right? Who knew?
Who knew? I had no idea. I mean, I can just tell that a lot of guys, when they sit on the throne, are going to start doing that. I can think of the Christmas presents now. I mean, listen, there's things that can be on that list. Why not? Because most, and it's true, when you go into houses, most commodes are at that height. They're at the right height, the comfort, what we call
height.
I know that's one of the things that sounds funny, but it is something that people look at when they go into houses, when they go into some of the new houses and the newer developments and whatnot. All right, the other obvious thing is to stay in the bathroom and talk about the shower. What is the wrong way? I was stunned when I learned this. What's the wrong way to take a shower?
The wrong way to take a shower is to take a shower every day.
Why?
Well, it's really bad for your skin. And it turns out that the outermost layer of your skin is really essential for locking in the moisture of your skin. And if you shower a lot, and then particularly if you're a guy and you do the serious scrubbing thing, what you're doing is you're removing layers of oils and other things from your skin, and it just makes your skin super dry. So the reality is most of us don't need to shower every day. And if you can skip every other day, your skin is going to wither off. If you do need to shower every day, you just want to, you can't break that habit, at least dial back on the temperature of the water. You don't have to take a super hot shower. That's not good for your skin either. And the other thing is how you towel yourself dry is important. Getting bearing down on your skin as you towel off, you're working your skin harder than you have to. A better thing to do is just to kind of gently blot your body with a soft towel. Even us guys can stand to learn from this. I know it doesn't sound macho. You know what? You have dry skin. One of the reasons may be beginning with the way you shower and the way you dry off.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's true about the oils in your skin, and people don't realize it. And of course, it's different if you're running marathons and you're working out, and sweat is eking out of every pore. Guys, I'm going to tell you, forget what Greg just said.
Yeah, we're Men's Health Magazine. If you're exercising every day, we want you to take a shower. Just dial back the temperature. Take it easy with the towel. Don't scrub your skin so hard. Yeah, we don't want smelly people around. We do want you exercising every day. We just want you to give your skin a break, too.
Yeah, and it makes sense that it's something people, I think, just don't think about. Once you read further, it'll make sense to you for sure. How about hands? This is a big deal. Oprah Winfrey did a show where she talked about, she had some health expert on, and they talked about the people, women, from the women's side, that women would wash their hands in restrooms, and they would time it, and they barely would hit the water. It'd be like 15 seconds, and they were done, and then that was terrible because there were so many germs still left on their hands, that you should really almost have the length that it takes to sing happy birthday is how much you should be washing your hands. But there, it's even more than that, isn't it? It's also about how you dry your hands.
Well, it turns out, you know, that air drying thing, you think it's got to be safer.
Right.
Because it's just air. Well, where do you think that air comes from?
The bathroom.
The bathroom.
Oh.
So it's just, it's heating up the air. What does that do for germs? It just makes them happy. They, you know, they just want to do more stuff. And it blows it right onto your hand. It could not. And then what are you going to do when you're in a restaurant? You're going to go out and eat. Go pick up that burger with the germ-laden, heated up, germs jumping all over your hands. Yeah, so here's what we say at Men's Health. Use the paper towel. Don't worry about the recycling thing. Most places have biodegradable towels now. You're much better off using a towel than using that blow dryer thing. It's just, you know, if you stop and think about it, you're just blowing the worst stuff in the bathroom right onto your hands. It does, other than sticking your face under there, I can't imagine it getting worse than that.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, that's a good thing to know. I hope a lot of you are paying attention to this, because I guarantee most of you are reaching for the air dryers. In fact, in some places, they only have air dryers anymore. Of course, they're saving money on the paper towels.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they are. You know, and you can slip back into the stall and grab some toilet paper if you have to. And you know, if you're wearing jeans, you can always wipe your hands on your pants.
Because it'd be better than using the recycled bathroom. No kidding. Oh, it's so creepy. And this was something that I didn't know either, because, and I'm a big flosser, I'll just tell everyone that, because I have a dentist that just pounds you to the ground. You don't want to be humiliated. They put your face on a wanted poster in his office if you don't floss your teeth. I'm not kidding. So you have to floss your teeth. But should you do it before or after you actually brush your teeth?
Well, most people think they should floss before because they're getting the big pieces of food out before they brush. But that's not really what flossing is about. I mean, sure, it's good to get that food out. But what flossing is really about is the little stuff that you can't see. And so here's an interesting twist on this that's worth thinking about, and of course it's worth doing too. Brush your teeth. Do not rinse. No, spit with your mouth out, but don't rinse. Then floss, because now you're flossing and the fluoride in your mouth from the toothpaste, you're actually driving it up between your teeth and into your gums, so that it's actually getting even more benefit from the fluoride in the toothpaste. Once you've brushed, don't rinse, floss, then when you're done, you can actually go and rinse at that point, and you'll have done your teeth a much better job than flossing beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great advice. This is a big one because we have a lot of weekend warriors out there who are coming off of a weekend, and they wound themselves when they roll across the sometimes the tennis court, or they're playing softball or whatever it is. So there is a right way and a wrong way to clean a wound, huh?
Yes, and, you know, here's the interesting thing. A lot of people, parents, you know, maybe you learned it from your mom and dad, they grab the hydrogen peroxide. But let me ask a question. If you cut yourself, would you pour bleach on it?
No.
No, of course not. That would hurt like, well, yeah. I can't say what it would hurt like. But hydrogen peroxide is just another form of bleach. So, yeah, it's great. It kills the germs, but it's not good for your, besides the fact that it doesn't feel great, it's not good for your skin either. So, really, the best thing to do with just kind of your typical weekend wound is clean the wound with salt and water, put a petroleum-based cream on it. We recommend something like Aquaphor, and then just cover the wound with an adhesive bandage. Obviously, keep an eye on it. Give it a chance to breathe. You want to keep it clean and all that, but you don't need to be pouring hydrogen peroxide on it. It's really, it will kill the germs, but it's not doing your skin any favor either, any favors either.
Yeah, that's interesting, too, because like you said, everybody always does that. They always reach for hydrogen peroxide my whole life. That's my mother, I can hear her saying that. Go get the hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, either that or what we used to stingy stuff at the Stebbins house, which was methylate. Oh, geez, did that hurt.
The stingy stuff. Give me that hand. Let me put the stingy stuff on you. Oh, that's crazy. All right, this was good stuff. You know, honestly, this won't hurt you. I think this will help all of you. I think everybody listening can apply something. Pick up Men's Health magazine. You can flush it out even more. Pardon the pun. Greg Stebbins, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be here, Kate.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.